From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. These are not fun days for people who manage state and local budgets. Tax revenues are slipping, and that means less money for government. Just about every day this week, there was some announcement of cuts. We have three stories about those budget troubles from around the country. First, to Massachusetts.
I'm Martha Biebinger, under the Golden Dome in Boston, where falling state tax revenue has created a $1.4 billion budget gap.
The financial turmoil around the world has now hit home here in Massachusetts.
Democratic Governor Deval Patrick announced just under $1 billion in cuts and cost savings measures this week, the largest mid-year budget reduction in state history.
State government is only doing its version of what individuals and families are having to do. Figure out how, in tough times, to get by with less.
The governor says he tried to preserve essential services, homeless shelters, coverage for the uninsured, and food assistance. But there are hundreds of cuts to state colleges, job training classes, home care for the elderly, and programs that keep kids off the streets.
What are we cooking? We came for dinner.
Spaghetti pie.
Karen Van Unen is weighing whether to drop cooking classes, basketball games, or staff at a community center in Boston. The governor cut Van Unen's at-risk youth grant in half.
No matter how you turn or twist it, it's hard. Our goal is to keep the doors open, to keep continuous serve the families and the kids, and increase our fundraising.
You know, it's just a sad day, especially for the substance abuse budget, because the death toll, I'll just be blunt, will rise.
Joanne Peterson offers support groups and classes for families dealing with heroin addiction. Substance abuse programs lost more than $9 million this week. Peterson's state grant dropped from $100,000 to $25,000. Governor Patrick is not optimistic about restoring the losses.
We have a number of estimates from economists and others we've talked to. I think most feel that we will not see any improvement until the back half of next calendar year at the soonest.
The governor is eliminating 1,000 state jobs. Hundreds more employees outside state government will lose hours, if not positions, that were funded with state money. Governor Patrick did not touch general state aid for municipalities or public schools. Some cities and towns are imposing hiring freezes and reworking budgets because state grants for community policing, special education, and other programs are gone. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger at the State House in Boston.